Hey, we got Tammy on the line, owner of Indian Country Sports and Lots. How goes the battle today, Tammy?
Oh, my goodness. It is a horrible, horrible day here in Lawns.
I'm assuming you're talking about the weather.
I am talking about the weather.
So how much snow did you guys get last night?
I would say a good 5 inches, maybe, you know, and it's been snowing all day long, maybe a little more.
Well, it's a pretty snow for December, right?
For December, it certainly is. Just it's a shame that it's April.
Right. Well, I think we're going to cool off here for a few days before we warm back up at the end of the weekend. What are you seeing right now? I mean, is there anybody braving their way out in boats right now on Keweenaw Bay?
You certainly would not believe it, but yesterday I actually took photos of two different boats, or the gentlemen that were working together, teamwork, and they were with shovels and picks, and they were breaking up the ice in the marina so that they could get their boats out into the bay.
Well, they must be one of the few people that I'm getting reports from, because the couple people that I still am saying, if you go out there, there's a good chance you're going to get into some fish, because the fishing's still really good.
The fishing is still very good.
That's crazy, though, to think about going out there in this kind of weather.
And there was a boat actually out there today, and they caught 4 coho.
Nice.
I know, but they came in just a little bit ago because they were soaking wet because of the wet, wet, wet snow.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me. So are they still headed to the head of the bay over a little bit closer to the Barriga side, or are they fishing right in front of your shop still?
Out in front of my shop, between my shop and the pump house.
And that's obviously less than 50 feet of water, probably 30 feet of water?
About that, about 30.
Okay. And we're going to get into what specifically has been working for the coho out on Keweenaw Bay. Plus, talk about the rivers in the area, as some of the other rivers have definitely picked up for steelhead. Stay tuned for part 2 in our next outdoor report later this hour right here on The Outdoor Show.